USA News Update. New England is the latest and last part of the USA to feel the wrath of a winter storm that's already ravaged the western mountains, the Gulf Coast, the upper Midwest, and the Northeast all week. Could be 2 feet of snow this weekend in the mountains of New England. Stormy times as well in this day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average is on track for another huge loss. It's been down as many as 500 points today. The Keystone Pipeline's back online, but the shortages created by the leak-caused shutdown could be a concern. So the White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with it. After a week at a U.S. military base, Brittany Griner is home in Arizona. The WNBA star thanked a lot of people for her release today, saying it feels good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle at every turn. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.